It's a law of God that the gospel spread through speech and act. That's why he chose Paul, who spent the rest of his life traveling, suffering all over the world, because it's through speech and act that the reality of Jesus is made known. If we withhold our speech, if we withhold our acts, the Lord does not become known. If we do speak and act, the Lord cooperates with us, as it just said here in the gospel, right? No, they didn't go that far. That's the next line in the gospel, that the Lord was accompanying them. And so, you see, today, there's going to be lots of people downtown speaking and acting and witnessing to God's rights over the newborn. And this crime that was legitimated legally by our Supreme Court will once more be challenged. And that's very important. Some people will take seriously this witness. You see, it's a witness of action and speech that we are killing innocent life while we indulge in sexual profligacy. And the solution, if by mistake a child is conceived, is to kill it. How long can a country last that has that as one of the foundation stones of its whole way of life? And now the opposition, you know, there will be, the police will correct the people going on the march, but in the courts, in the Senate, in the House, opposition to trying to save innocent life. So our job is to spread the reality by speech and by act and by signs and wonders. Because it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see how the moral fiber of this country is coming unraveled. It doesn't take much to see that, does it? This can only spell disaster. When evil is this rampant, Satan has a holiday. And the holiday does not only consist in murder and violence, dishonesty. You see, it consists in denying that there is a God. And God, out of mercy, has to stop that. If I'm 4 years old and my father and mother are telling me there's no God, that's like killing the innocent. And so we should begin to pray, because here's this man on his way to Damascus, knocked off his horse, stricken blind. It's pretty rough treatment. Why? Because his whole life has to change. That's a conversion. And I'm sure he thought it was the best thing ever happened to him. So we have to pray and act. Because this corruption has already begun in a serious way to destroy the very moral fiber of this country. When the country tolerates, promotes the killing of children in the womb, the whole moral fiber disintegrates. And you know that. You know, just look at the news, look at what's on the television, look at the attitudes. And what does that bring about? There's nothing. My presence on this earth means nothing. I'm here because a man and a woman had sexual intercourse. What am I doing here if there's no God? Therefore, it becomes meaningless. And there's probably no greater suffering than that. Even if you make $50 million, it's meaningless. Because not only are you born, but you die. So we have a huge job to preach the gospel. And while this will not turn around Roe v. Wade, given the mood in the White House, or even in most of the Congress, it is important. It is important. It's God's way of telling people they're on the wrong track. And some will listen. So we should pray that there be many conversions today, like this conversion of St. Paul.